Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, now I'm going to tell you this story. It's written for four-year-old kids. But I want you to take a look at it for a moment from a different perspective and see if you can imagine exactly what it is that it's saying. There's no such thing as a dragon. Well, we all know that, right? A dragon is a fictitious creature. Reptilian, terrible, lives forever, breathes fire, hoards gold. Strange combination of attributes. Why would something terrible and ancient hold a treasure? Billy Bixby was rather surprised when he woke up one morning and found a dragon in his room. It was a small dragon about the size of a kitten. The dragon wagged its tail happily when Billy patted its head. It's interesting, you know, in Chinese mythology, the dragon is a positive figure. In European mythology, the dragon is something to face in combat and destroy, or something to face in combat and build something out of the pieces left over from the dragon. Billy went downstairs to tell his mother. "There's no such thing as a dragon," said Billy's mother. And she said it like she meant it. Remember once my daughter had a nightmare. She was about 4. This was at the time when she first started to notice graffiti and litter. And both graffiti and litter bothered her. She couldn't understand the motivations behind the graffiti artist. And she didn't like the fact that there was litter cluttering up the world's order. And the reason she got sensitive to that as a child was because children are really, really dependent on order, right? I mean, and the reason for that is that their realm of competence is rather restricted. So they don't like to see things messed up. So little kids, for example, they're not happy with you if you play a game with them and then mess around with the rules of the game. They don't like that at all. They think that that's immoral activity, to shake up the structure of the game. Well, anyways, while she was pondering all this, she came into our bedroom one night and said, "Dad, I had a nightmare." Now, we all know, right, nightmares aren't real, just like dragons. Dreams aren't real. Of course, which raises the question of why in the world you'd bother having them 6 or 7 hours a night every single day of your life, and why they're a recognized feature of animal behavior all the way down to the amphibian level. She said, "I dreamt that there was a clear flowing stream, but in the stream there was all sorts of garbage, and it scared me and bothered me so much I woke up." So I told her, "Look, close your eyes and imagine the stream. It's full of garbage. What should you do about it?" She said, "Well, I should take the garbage out of the stream." I said, "All right, so picture the stream. Picture yourself cleaning the garbage out of it." She calmed down and went back to sleep. Why? Well, because dreams concentrate on threat. We know that. They present threats to you, threats you haven't been able to deal with well. There's a part of your brain that tracks threats, and it's not really all that smart in some ways. All it does is say, "Look, here's a problem." And it's waiting for the rest of your brain to conjure up some solution to that problem. And if it doesn't conjure up a solution, then it just presents the problem over and over and over and over and over. So people who have post-traumatic stress disorder, for example, who've been really upset by their contact with something unexpected, dream about the same tragedy forever until they solve it. And they solve it by facing it and living it over and over. Voluntarily. So you might think right off the bat from listening to that little story that suggesting to your four-year-old daughter who's just had a nightmare that her fears aren't real and that the dream representation of them isn't real because it's not tangible like a table, might not really be the best approach to the problem. So you see, Billy, he's pretty much got it right off the bat, right? The dragon wagged its tail happily when Billy patted its head. Billy went downstairs to tell his mother. "There's no such thing as a dragon," said Billy's mother, and she said it like she meant it. So there's a dragon in this house. Now, the next thing you might wonder is, how often have you actually gone into a house where there's a dragon? My guess is, if you don't take this particularly specifically and allow yourself to use your imagination and to think metaphorically for a moment, you've all encountered dozens of houses that were filled right to the rafters with various dragons, all of which were being studiously ignored by the people who inhabited the house. Billy went back to his room and began to dress. The dragon came close to Billy, in a friendly manner, and wagged its tail, but Billy didn't pat it. If there's no such thing as something, it's silly to pat it on the head. Billy washed his face and hands and went down to breakfast. The dragon went along. It was bigger now, almost the size of a dog. Billy sat down at the table. The dragon sat down on the table. This sort of thing was not usually permitted, but there wasn't much Billy's mother could do about it. She'd already said there was no such thing as a dragon. And if there's no such thing, you can't tell it to get down off the table. Sometimes I sit with friends of mine who have very young children to eat, say. And the children, 2 or 3 years old, don't sit at the table, they sit on the table, or they run around the table, or they run around the table and pull things off the table, or they run around the house and pull things off all the shelves in the house and keep their parents so busy chasing them around that they have no time whatsoever to interact as adults. Well, you have to wonder under those circumstances whether you're dealing with a child or a dragon, so to speak. And you also might wonder whether or not the dragon is large and unruly, precisely because the parents are completely unwilling to admit that it actually exists. Mother made some pancakes for Billy, but the dragon ate them all. Mother made some more, but the dragon ate those too. Mother kept making pancakes until she ran out of batter. Billy only got one of them, but he said that's all he really wanted anyway. One time, an acquaintance of ours in Boston brought their son over to be babysat at our...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Our house, and his nanny had just been in a car accident, so he was being shunted from house to house while his parents went off to work. And he didn't have very good reputation, this kid. He was about 4. And he came over to our house and with his mother in the morning, and she dropped him off, and she said, "Well, he probably won't eat all day, but that's all right." And I thought, no, he's 4. If he doesn't eat all day, that's not all right, right? Because kids, if they don't eat, they're basically horrible, right? If they don't sleep and they don't eat, they're horrible. So it isn't all right that he doesn't eat. So then you think, well, maybe there's some sort of dragon associated with this child that happens to be interfering, perhaps, with his ability to eat. So I came back at noon. My wife had taken care of the children that day, and I walked in the house, and the other 4 or 5 kids that we had in the house were off playing, and this little kid was standing in the corner, like really isolated and looking, you know, upset fundamentally. So I went over and I poked him a bunch, because generally if you poke a kid a little bit, you know, well, they'll go like this, you know, they'll sort of back off, but sooner or later you can crack them and they'll smile and then they'll play. Not this kid, boy, there's no bloody way he's going to play with me, and that was that. Like, he'd already learned that adults should either be ignored or that they were trouble. And he wasn't going to let any adult into his little world. So there was absolutely a dragon associated with that little boy, and it was eating all his pancakes. Billy went upstairs to brush his teeth. Mother started clearing the table. The dragon, who was quite as big as Mother by this time, made himself comfortable on the hall rug and went to sleep. I really like this one. By the time Billy came back downstairs, the dragon had grown so much he filled the hall. Billy had to go around by way of the living room to get to where his mother was. I didn't know dragons grew so fast, said Billy. There's no such thing as a dragon, said Mother firmly. Cleaning the downstairs took Mother all morning. What with the dragon in the way and having to climb in and out of windows to get from room to room. So, you know, you think back in your own experience when you've gone to a house where there's a dragon hiding underneath the living room rug and nobody's saying anything about it. And then you think, how long does it take to get something absolutely simple done in a house that's absolutely jammed to the rafters with unfinished business? Forever, right? Organizing people in a household like that to even do something as simple as go out for breakfast in the morning or even perhaps to make a meal is virtually impossible. Why? Well, because there's something going on in the household that has been studiously ignored for a very long time and has grown so large as a consequence that it occupies the whole domain. By noon, the dragon filled the house. Its head hung out the front door, its tail hung out the back door, and there wasn't a room in the house that didn't have some part of the dragon in it. When the dragon awoke from his nap, he was hungry. A bakery truck went by. The smell of fresh bread was more than the dragon could resist. He ran down the street after the bakery truck. The house went along, of course, like the shell on a snail. The mailman was just coming up the path with some mail for the Bixbys when their house rushed past him and headed down the street. He chased the Bixby's house for a few blocks, but he couldn't catch it. When Mr. Bixby came home for lunch, the first thing he noticed was that his house was gone. Luckily, one of the neighbors was able to tell him which way it went. You know, that sort of thing happens to people not infrequently too, right? They're not really looking around much at what's going on, and they come home from work one day, and their house is gone. And what does that mean? Well, maybe their children have become completely alienated from them, or maybe their wife has decided suddenly, but of course not so suddenly, to leave. Why? Well, according to this story, it's because something ignored was growing in the house. Mr. Bixby got in his car and went looking for the house. He studied all the houses as he drove along. Finally, he saw one that looked familiar. Billy and Mrs. Bixby were waving from an upstairs window. You know, in the 1890s in India, when a house was being built, the local priest, equivalent to the priest, would come by to set the foundation stone. And when he set the foundation stone, he'd take a big spike and drove it into the ground. And the reason he drove it into the ground at the place where the foundation was going to be laid was to keep the great dragon that is underneath the earth firmly pinned down by its head so it couldn't move and shake the house to bits. And what does that mean? Well, it means the same thing that's meant in the New Testament when you're told not to build your house on a foundation of sand, right? It doesn't matter how good the house is or how well constructed it is or how rich it is, if the foundation is made out of sand or if it rests on top of a dragon, there's nothing in that household that's ever going to be accomplished that's positive. And the wealthy display that the house might consist of is nothing but a sham. Mr. Bixby climbed over the dragon's head onto the porch roof and through the upstairs window. How did this happen? Mr. Bixby asked. It was the dragon, said Billy. There's no such thing, Mother started to say. There is a dragon, Billy insisted, a very big dragon. And Billy patted the dragon on the head. The dragon wagged its tail happily. Then, even faster than it had grown, the dragon started getting smaller. Soon it was kitten size again. I don't mind dragons this size, said Mother. Why did it have to grow so big? I'm not sure, said Billy, but I think it just wanted to be noticed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.